This summer, the El Paso Museum of Art will offer two exciting exhibitions that provide new insights into the life, relationships, art, and self-marketing of the most celebrated artist of the last century. Celebrating Picasso, photographs by David Douglas Duncan, touring from the Nelson Atkins Museum of Art in Kansas City, Missouri, and Posting Picasso, organized in-house and featuring works from the El Paso Museum of Art's own outstanding collection. On view from now through September 4th, these complimentary exhibitions will be installed adjacent to each other in the museum's Woody and Gail Hunt Family Gallery. Here to tell us all about these shows is Dr. Patrick Shaw Cable, Senior Curator at the El Paso Museum of Art. Welcome back, Patrick.
Hello.
It's always so nice to have you.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
So we were talking about Picasso, and we just need to get the controversy over right at the beginning. So is he Spanish or is he French?
He's Spanish, but as I usually state in my labels when he's the author, I say Spanish active in France because he really did live most of his life and career in France and contributed so much to the French school, and that's often the way a museum will identify him. But yes, he was born in Malaga, and his father actually was an art professor, and he could draw completely realistically and academically by age 16. So that sort of explains why he wanted to do something different and came up with a modernist visual language. But yeah, he went to Paris for the first time, like turn of the century, 1900, 1901, and then lived a while back and forth between Barcelona and Paris. He ended up calling Barcelona, Spain, a spiritual home for him, though. He did a lot of early works inspired by Barcelona. But then, yes, he spent most of his life in France.
And what was it that made him spend his life in France versus Spain?
Good question. In fact, one of our posters in the exhibition, the very biggest, in fact, I find it really interesting. It was produced less than 10 years after the end of World War II by the Palazzo Reale in Milan for a Picasso exhibition. But they decided on a really grand scale to reproduce his famous anti-war, anti-fascist masterpiece, Guernica, for their exhibition. And Guernica was a painting that Picasso produced in an emotional response to bombing by Italian and German warplanes of the Basque village of Guernica under the request of Spanish nationalists under future dictator Francisco Franco. Mm-hmm. And actually, with his feelings about war and against fascism, Picasso vowed never to return to Spain as long as Franco lived. And actually, Franco ended up outliving Picasso, even though Picasso lived many, many years.
Hence, he didn't go back to Spain.
Correct.
Spain.
Yes.
How large is this poster? Because we get to see it in life. Well, in life. We get to see it at the Museum of Art.
Yes. It's about 4 or 5 feet wide and about 3 feet tall.
Is it the largest one that they ever did in promoting any of his shows, you think?
I believe it is the biggest that was produced during his lifetime, and it's definitely the biggest in the show.
And what was it about Picasso that made him such a great self-marketer? It's an important trait to have as an artist, and some do it better than others, but he did it very well.
He did. And of course, this show, the poster show and the photograph show, the photographs by David Douglas Duncan, they both relate to works and images from late in Picasso's career after World War II. And by then, from 1946 on, he had remained in Paris during the German occupation. But from 1946 on, he lived mainly in the south of France. And the posters he began to produce for the village of Vallauris were produced in the south of France. Vallauris is a city on the French Riviera. And then in 1955, with his last wife, he moved to the Villa La Californie that overlooks the sea at Cannes. But both of these exhibitions really focus on that late career when actually Picasso was basically literally a millionaire by then with all of his artistic success. Mm-hmm. So the sheer number of these posters, for example, most of which illustrate his own exhibitions, both underline his eagerness to help promote his work and also his stature by then. He was having exhibitions all across Europe and across the world. We have one poster from Tel Aviv of a Picasso exhibition and then one from the Los Angeles County Museum of Art from the 60s where he had an exhibition. So he's a fascinating character. And what's interesting, too, about this late part of his life, even though he was by then a millionaire because of his previous artistic success, he didn't rest on his laurels and just become, you know, relaxing right in the villa in southern France. He completely engaged with the community, and that's another special aspect of the poster show because he started actually producing with a local artisan linoleum cut posters for the annual exhibition of potters in Vallauris. And that's also where he met Georges and Suzanne Ramier, who were the owners of the Madura Pottery in Valarese. And that's what inspired him to start ceramics late in his career. He made about 4,000, ended up making about 4,000 original pieces. And that's where he met his last wife. She was the young shop assistant. She was working in her cousin's shop. So you see a lot of his activity in ceramics in the posters and also in the photographs. And so he was really engaged with the community in so many levels. And actually his work on creating these original Linacote posters for not only the annual pottery exhibition in Valarese, but also the bullfights. He started creating posters for their bullfights.
There's several of them in this
exhibition.
Yes,
and they're really beautiful. They're really simple. He really exploits the simplicity of the relief technique of linoleum cut. And that inspired him to do his own investigations with linoleum cut. He even invented a new technique where to make his color linoleum cuts, he eventually produced what we call the reduction technique. So whereas typically with a linoleum cut, you have to use different blocks for the different colors that you're going to print. But then this means you really have to conceptualize your composition to the end from the beginning. And he would produce the linoleum cut in different colors from the same block. So he would print the lightest color first, and then he would cut more away on the same block and then produce the next darker color, subsequent darker colors. And he created that reduction technique.
Wow.
And that came out of the inspiration of working with this local artisan in linoleum cut to create posters for the annual fairs.
How many posters did he make? Because these are, I mean, obviously the museum collects them. So it's not just a poster. I mean, they definitely were mass distributed, but how many did he make per show, you think?
It depends. And there's two categories, basically, of Picasso posters. He created lithographic posters with the big Parisian lithographer who also worked with people like Chagall and Miró. Those were original lithographic posters he produced in about hundreds or 200s. But then later in his career, when there was such a demand for publicity posters for his exhibitions, some of these others are what we would call reproductive posters, so that he agreed to have his image reproduced on a larger scale by like offset photolithography. So those are not as original as the linoleum cuts, for example, that he began to produce for Valarese. But for Valarese and for some of his own exhibitions, he created some original lithographic posters with Merlot in Paris. And then he realized it was kind of difficult to go back and forth between Paris and the south of France. So he started doing these original linoleum cut posters for the village of Valarese and for some of his own exhibitions. But then there are also in the exhibition several of those reproductive type of posters. But together, they really also, as a sidebar, I'm really happy the way some of them reproduce his earliest work from like the blue period or the rose period or proto-cubism, cubism, surrealism. Through these posters as a set, you really get to re-experience all the different styles he pursued and developed throughout his long, long career.
And speaking of his long, long career, the photographer David Douglas Duncan, he had the privilege of hanging out with Picasso, taking photos of he and his wife, Jacqueline, you said?
Yes.
Later in his life.
Yes.
Will you tell us that story of how they came to find each other? David Douglas, an American photographer.
Sure. And by then, most of the photographs in the photographic show are from the Villa Californie, where Picasso and his last wife, Jacqueline, again, as I told you earlier, he had met her at Valarese in the ceramics shop, and she was basically 40 years his younger. Like, he was 70. She was basically in her mid-20s.
Oh, wow.
And they married. And actually, I'm moving toward the future, but this just shows you their special relationship. Again, even considering that big age difference, she killed herself a few years after Picasso because she couldn't live without him anymore.
Really?
But that's moving ahead of the story. But in this photographic show, you see the real joy and the beautiful home in which they lived at Villa La Californie, overlooking Cannes. And what happened was David Douglas Duncan, of course, he was a major photojournalist who did a lot of the war photography during World War II. He was an ex-Marine, and he also did war photography in the Vietnam War, the Korean War. But he had heard about Picasso, so he introduced himself, and then he later said that Picasso was his best subject ever. So he would visit periodically and do all these photos. And there's one photo in the show that's at the very entrance to the exhibition. It was the very first photograph that Duncan ever took of Picasso, and it shows Picasso in his bathtub. Taking a bath.
Oh, and that's the first photo. It's like, yes. Welcome to my home.
Exactly.
Come take a bath.
And then there are photos also, several photos that have Duncan's dog Lump I think, a little dachshund who would visit Picasso with him. So there are really wonderful photos showing the house, showing all of Picasso's art within the house, and showing him really active at a variety of materials, even late in his career, and then his relationship with Jacqueline. And then there are a couple of photos where he's playing with his daughter and son from his previous common law wife, Françoise Gillot, Claude and Paloma. So you really get to experience Picasso at work, at play.
It's fun because even though he's at work, he always seems, it's like this whimsy just kind of surrounds him, you know, even though he's very much seriously working on art, it just seems like he's having a good time.
I agree. And especially at this late period.
Yeah.
And that's something I learned from the posters. I feel like a lot of the posters have motifs or treatment that kind of imitates what he was also doing at the same time in his late ceramic work.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like these late endeavors that he started along with these community collaborators, like the linoleum cut printer in Valaris or the ceramic studio owners in Valaris, they really introduced him to two new media. And I think you can see the way he treats his pottery and the way he treats his posters for Valaris. You see him really enjoying just the sheer joy of creativity, unlike, for example, trying to create, you know, a major painted masterpiece.
Right.
He's
enjoying
himself more than ever.
Fun.
Yeah.
And speaking of the photographer, we were talking about David Douglas Duncan. He just recently turned 100, you said?
Yes, this January of this year, he turned 100. So like Picasso, he's one of those very long-lived artists.
And he's the one that gifted this body of work.
Yes, I'm glad you asked, because part of the reason we're able to have this touring show, and again, to go back to our posting Picasso show, we're lucky to have that because one of our previous directors, Leonard Cipiora, who's still in town, he was the director in the 80s, and he was instrumental in bringing this Bounds collection of Picasso posters to the El Paso Museum of Art. So that's the way we have our posters. And then similarly, more recently, David Douglas Duncan was originally from Kansas City. So in 2013, he donated these prints to his native city's Nelson Atkins Museum of Art.
How nice. And now we get to see it.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Patrick.
We look forward to checking
out these two concurrent Picasso shows. We've got Celebrating Picasso Photographs by David Douglas Duncan. And then we've got Posting Picasso, an exhibit of the posters that the Museum of Art owns.
Yes.
Today, my guest has been Senior Curator Dr. Patrick Shaw Cable from the El Paso Museum of Art. Thank you so much.
Thank you.